Heading out for the night, Mr. Wayne? There's no one here at this floor. Just the two of us. Not every Wayne Enterprises employee is staying in after 5, you know. I wanted to be here until you're done, just in case you'd need me. Actually, there's something that I wanted to talk to you about in your office, if it's possible. Be ready for me. I'm going to need you to be big and strong. It's about the Honduras project. Well, I've read through the documents you've asked me to summarize, and I'm just a little bit worried about its consequences for the environment. I'm just a little bit touchy about that sort of thing. Well, of course you're adhering to local regulations, but is that enough, really? Regulations written by imbribed, smug, rotten politicians that would do anything to stay in power, who couldn't care less about the earth, about Mother Nature. Out of line. No, 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 Mr. Wayne. You're out of line. It's time you learned your lesson. You and every spoiled, condescending, carefree CEO in the city needs to learn to respect Gaia. You need to feel the pain she's feeling, the agony. That's right, baby. Hold him tight. I don't care if you crack a rib or two. And who better to start with? Who better to educate, to make an example of, than the famous rich boy, Bruce Wayne? The man whose family has been pulling all the strings in the city for generations. The family which industrialized Gotham with its filthy, filthy coal. There's no one coming to save you. The guys in charge of the cameras. Let's just say they ate the veggies at lunch, and now they're probably twitching on the floor, foaming at the mouth. Hell, I don't even think that the Batman's coming to save you. Who am I? Well, you used to know me as Pamela Isley. People knew me by this name until not too long. People who called me by this name mocked me, deceived me, used me. But then, a happy accident happened to me, of the transformative kind. The kind that gives you one powers you didn't think a human being can grasp. I can make the plant currently applying pressure to your torso and limbs do anything. It can snap you like a twig. It can take down the entire Wayne Tower if I tell it to. And that's why I call myself Ivy. This is other thing I'm capable of. You can probably feel it too. Smell it. That sweet scent in the air. That's not some perfume. That's just how I am. And you're probably feeling a little dizzy right now. It's working its way through every cell in your body. Pheromones. And it's definitely making things. Now, all I want from you is a little kiss. Shh. Don't fight it. Just let it take control. It will all feel so good. You just need to let Ivy and make you feel good. Shh. There we go. Much better, are we? You are going to do everything I ask you to. You can't deny me. You can't lie to me. You are mine, Bruce Wayne, body and soul. Now, I'm going to need a few things from you. And if you comply, you'll live and get a nice treat from me. Oh. Good boy. Look at that. Chiseled muscles, swollen biceps. That three-piece suit is doing wonders to hide all... Wait. Why the scars? The bruises? Fights? What? Are you picking up fights with drunken assholes in bars? No. You're lying to me, Bruce. I don't like when my thralls are lying to me. You're the bat. It can't be true. A cave underneath Wave Manor. You're seriously calling it the Bat Cave. Oh, that's precious. That's just delightful. And who knows about this? You and your butler. No one on GCBD? That spotlight on top of MCU is lighting up the sky as we speak, and some poor, poor mammal is suffering, but you can't come for help. Oh, how tragic. I can't believe I didn't do the math. Rich boy, trauma, vigilantism. It all makes perfect sense. And it's all so very exciting. We're going to celebrate this wonderful surprise and cement my control over you. There's no escape from this. Not for you. Not for the Batman. Oh, you're already so hard for me. You're such a good boy, Bruce. I've handled bigger, but I've never fucked the Batman. Do you like what you see? Of course you do. No man or woman can resist me. And this green bra and panties really do compliment my eyes. Let's just tease you a little bit. Oh, you're going wild. That's perfect. Feels so good. So, this is what my new toy is going to do for me. You're going to fulfill my instructions of running the company. No more filthy, polluting, choking projects. Stopping and crushing Mother Nature. And every last cent of your salary goes directly to me. Oh, and if I want more of your money, I'll have it. Oh, fuck. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? About your duties as the Batman. You're working for me. Serving me. Doing exactly as I say. Oh, your days fighting crime are over. So if I want you to take a board meeting hostage, you'll do it. And if I want you to kill all of them, oh, baby, you'll do it. Oh, fuck. And if I want you to steal a rare flower from the Gotham Botanical Gardens, you'll bring it to me and kiss my feet after. Simple enough. Oh, right. Oh, and if you think you have an ounce of resistance in your body, one brain cell left capable of defiance, you're sorely mistaken. Oh, and if you refuse these terms, not only am I going to not let you come, Brucey, I'm going to tell the world the truth about you. The innocent Secretary Temp who found a shocking truth about Gotham's crown jewel. Oh, and that's going to destroy your life. Send you to jail and stain the legacy the Waynes hold so dearly. Oh, just say yes, Ivy. I'm yours. And I'll let you have the most mind-shattering orgasm of your life. Oh, goddess. That's my good little bat. Now, clean yourself up. Try to look presentable, normal. Not more stupid than you usually are. You have a big day coming up. Also, on your agenda tomorrow, you don't happen to be involved with that cat burglar, do you? Can you arrange us a little girls' night together? I think I want to have a little chit-chat with her and help her dispose of that pesky latex. She looks so much better in green anyway. It also wouldn't hurt to have a little heart-to-heart with the new commissioner. Gordon, is it? Good night, Mr. Wayne. I'll be seeing you tomorrow.